Coming up on Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th, a performance of the UNC Opera. They're performing two pieces at Girard Hall. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. both nights. The Telephone by Giancarlo Menotti and Cinderella by Pauline Viardot. UNC Opera, and joining us now to talk a little bit about it is the director of UNC Opera, Dr. Gene Galvin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you're fairly new to the community, right? So tell us about UNC Opera in general.
Well, it's a group of all undergraduate students, mostly voice majors, but some outside voice majors. We do a scenes program every fall, and then in the spring, we do a full opera, or as in this case, two small operas. We're on the road this year. Hill Hall is undergoing a great renovation, and so last semester we used another theater, the Playmakers Theater, the old Playmakers Theater, and now we're in Girard Hall, which is a nice chamber for two chamber operas.
Awesome. So tell us about the history of UNC Opera, because I think this is something that a lot of people, there's so much that goes on at UNC that people don't know about until all of a sudden they become aware of it. So what is the history?
Well, there's so much going on in the music department.
I don't know how anybody can keep up.
But the UNC Opera was started by Dr. Terry Rhodes, who is currently the associate dean in the arts and sciences. She was a voice teacher there, and she started it. And I came in last year. It's been a very interesting program, especially since it utilizes only undergraduates. It's not easy to do opera just with undergraduates. Luckily, we have undergraduates that can actually sing. It's a very good, smart group of people. And so they get a chance to perform in where they may not have had a chance in a bigger school where the big roles go to the grad students. Mm-hmm. So that's been that's really a nice thing about it. It's nice for me and for them because they get some experience to take into grad schools or to take into the world.
And about how many undergrads are we talking about that perform?
Depending on what we're casting, this semester we have 21 to go for the two shows, and it's double cast. Both shows are double cast. Mm-hmm. So that way we get as many people involved as we can.
Speaking with Gene Galvin, who's the director of UNC Opera. You can find out more about it, by the way, online at facebook.com/UNC Opera. Performance coming up on Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th, 7:30 p.m. in Girard Hall. The Telephone and Cinderella, two short operas. Tell us about these pieces. What is The Telephone? This played on Broadway, right?
This opened on Broadway as a curtain raiser for another opera called The Medium, which wasn't quite long enough for an evening's entertainment. It's technology versus love. A man is coming to, well, I won't tell you what question he wants to pop to this lady, but whenever he is about to pop this question, the phone rings and she talks and talks. So it's the frustration of him having to wait, hoping he can get this question popped before he has to leave because he has to catch a train. I'll leave the solution. I won't do a spoiler alert. I won't spoil it for you, but you can see the conclusion when you come see the show.
That's wonderful. How many people on that cast?
There are two.
Just the two-person opera?
There are two people.
That's got to be difficult for them.
Yes and no. It's about 25 minutes long.
Okay.
So the fact that it's two people isn't as difficult just as some of the music. It was written in the 40s. Menotti wasn't really the stereotype of a modern composer is very, you know, that they write very difficult music to sing and hear. Mm-hmm. It's kind of half and half, but it has its challenges. It was written for some very fine singers, but we have fine singers, so they'll pull it off.
And the other piece is a little bit older, Cinderella or Cendrillon, technically, right?
Cendrillon.
Oui.
It was written by a great French singer, pianist, composer named Pauline Viardot, who was one of the most fascinating musical figures of her time, especially in the fact that she was a woman composer. There weren't as many around. So she was part of a great musical family of singers and voice teachers. She had a brilliant singing career. She was also very well known in all the great salons of Europe. So this is a salon opera written for her students to be sung in her salon. So we've got that aspect. We've got the aspect that since it was written for students, it's not as difficult as, say, you know, Wagner or somebody else, and it fairly fits our students. And it also gives us a chance in this version, in my translation, to bring some children from the community on stage with us so we can have them coming toward us and we can take the show out to them.
Yeah, tell us about that. I know The Telephone is a two-person cast. Cendrillon brings not just a larger number of people, but also students from the elementary schools.
Yes. The students are coming from, Glenwood Elementary, from our Musical Empowerment Program and our Community Music Group. Musical Empowerment is a group that started independent of the university, but we have a good working relationship with them. Right now, it contains about 125 students who would be underserved students musically, and they get free lessons, music lessons, voice, piano, other instruments, taught by our university students. And then we also have our community music program, which is a for-tuition group, and we have someone from there. So we're trying to reach as many different musical communities as we can, and that's why we are offering a free matinee performance on Saturday morning, April 9th at 10 a.m. That will be held in Keenan Music Hall in the rehearsal hall there.
That's very cool. And again, this is part of a larger program called UNC Opera 2U, right?
Yes, that's what I started calling it. It's nothing totally new. Mm-hmm. We always want to do some kind of educational outreach that was started back when, I think, when the opera started. We do it in other parts of the department. We have, for example, in the summer, we have a chorus camp that brings people in. But last year, I started bringing people out. I brought students to Glenwood. That's where I met these students. And since their teacher is an alumna of our program, it was a nice mix. And we're hoping that with telephone, since it's only two people, it's very portable, that we can bring that out to some of the schools. So we want to get them coming and going.
That's cool. And the Glenwood students, how many of them are there in Cinderella, and how have they enjoyed being involved with this process?
Well, they show up tomorrow. They're the
only just starting.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's
last night was the final four. Tomorrow will be the final five as our final five cast members arrive for rehearsals at 3:30. And it's going to be a lot of fun. They are basically, in this version of the show, it starts out in the present. The Cindy, Mr. and Mrs. Prince, Cindy, and their daughter are hosting their cousins while the two sisters bring the cousins over for a sleepover while the parents go out to a ball. And as they fall asleep, maybe it's a dream, maybe it's real, but the good fairy shows up, and I think the rest, it wouldn't be a spoiler alert to tell you how the rest of Cinderella ends up, but it ends up good.
Very cool. So speaking with Gene Galvin, director of the UNC Opera, again, two performances on Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th, 7:30 p.m. in Girard Hall. This is The Telephone and Cinderella. There's also going to be a free children's matinee that Saturday morning, April 9th, for children, and really getting this out to the entire community as well. Before we let you go, what else do people need to know about this performance, about UNC Opera in general?
Oh, boy. We will be, Saturday morning will be a busy time on campus. There are other events going on campus. So check around for parking, bus routes. It's not going to be as easy as usual. But we'll be starting at 10, and then the other shows, I think it's pretty much anything you need to know you can get from our Facebook page. That's where we post almost everything.
And that's facebook.com/UNC Opera.
That's
head there and check it out. Dr. Gene Galvin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.